I do not have a drinking problem. I have problems, so I drink.
Amen.
And through the years, I have a smorgasbord of funny drunk stories for you.
Let's start with one of yours.
All right. Let's call this one Noble Hill.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So,
all right. A buddy of mine. It wasn't noble when you got there, but it was noble.
A buddy of mine and I go down to the Madigan Club on Fort Lewis, and it was just a notorious underage kind of enlisted club, and it was just an insane fucking meat market. So we go there, we're hanging out, and a couple of girls start buying us booze.
Not a bad way to go.
No, so we're drinking it, and we're not saying no. And the booze kept flowing, and next thing you know, I got the anchor.
Oh no!
So you know, we jump in my buddy's vehicle, and we drive out there on to Noble Hill, and we are messing around. At least I'm messing around with the anchor, and he's doing something with this other chick. And I'm standing there in the rain, and I really wasn't into it because I was drunk and starting to sober up. And this woman wanted action, so she unsheathed the one-eyed Wonder Worm and proceeded to assume the position and went to town.
Was it the open option position?
Just literally standing there outside the Jeep.
The all-vowel opera hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm standing outside the Jeep going, oh, my God. Well, okay, well, if this is the way it's going to be.
If she can cook.
And I started sobering up. And then finally I'm like, I'm going to have to talk to this girl. And she's not feeling it. Okay, I'm done. I pull out and I just take off at a dead sprint.
Na, 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 na,
my
na.
Buddy, he doesn't know anything's going on. He just sees me run off because we're Ranger buddies. That's that's the way it works. He's like, "Oh shit!" So he's running behind me, and as I'm tearing down the hill, coming up on the back end of Alpha Company, I can hear this woman. Hey,
hey,
hey! And it was like this blood curdling. Like Sasquatch kind of scream with a gurgle, frustrated. It made my skin crawl. Now, I'm not a member, and I was not a member of Alpha Company. But back then, all Rangers had a high and tight haircut. So we literally, me and my buddy, we run in through the back door, run right up to the CQ, can barely breathe because we just sprinted almost a half a mile. And I'm like, God, I have fat women. Oh, yes. And without missing a beat, he's like, roger that. Opens his door. And me and my buddy get in there. And you hear these girls come, waddling in, Have you seen these Rangers? And he's just like, ma'am, you can't be in here, ma'am. They ran in here. Didn't you see them? Ma'am, you cannot be in here. This is a military barracks. I'm sorry. You need to leave. So they leave. About 5 minutes later, the CQ opens the door and he goes, are you going to fill me in? what's going on?
Details.
But he literally didn't know what was going on. Instantaneously, he gets up, hiding here, handled it like a true professional. And these women like wallowed off into the rain-filled night, and I never saw them again.
I'm just amazed that the anchor was able to keep decent enough time with two Rangers where she was able to maintain visual contact and know what door you ran into.
Yep.
I would assume it'd be like it would look like a busted biscuit can rolling down the hill trying to come after you.
Oh, God.
She wasn't big, but it was definitely, it was not a proud moment for the popster. Not a proud moment at all.
It's one of my favorite stories, though. Oh, this is why we drink, man. This is why we drink.
Usually what gets you in trouble, though, thus and such. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got all kinds of trouble.
There's all kinds of dumb shit that happens.
I wish I had some great stories like that, but I really don't.
You can go in the military.
I did not. I wanted to, but I'm too fat and ugly, so mm-hmm. especially fat.
And then we had...
Basement radio, right?
We had a guy named Sergeant B. We're not going to say his name because he's getting embarrassed. But I swear to God, he had like 1/8 of a liver. He would like literally, he just got f***ed up with 2 or 3 shots and he's done. Just f***ing done.
I know a guy like that. His name is Jerry. I love him. I've known him since I was a kid. But you give that dude a bottle of Bud Light.
Yeah, done.
And by the time he's done, how are you doing?
Well, check this out. We're in Germany. I'm out with, he's not even in my team at the time, okay? I'm a team leader. We're in Germany. We're out having a deal. And apparently, his team left old Sergeant B alone. And like we're in the bar. There's 5 of us. We're the only Americans in there, except for Sergeant B, who's literally unconscious at a booth. We can't leave him. So literally, we carried him under our arm, like 4 of us, like a log, and carried him. And literally, we're walking into bars, and the bouncer's just like, what's going on here? And we grab him by his hair. Oh, he's still alive. It's all good. Okay, come on.
That's fine.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Exactly. That's exactly. We carried that motherfucker around for like the whole night. And then we had mandatory formation. And this has actually happened a few times with different people. But 08, 100%, everyone needs to be back at the barracks. And they're doing, you know, an inspection. Now, he just wants to make sure he's got 140 bodies. And 140 bodies went off into the countryside to enjoy the country and the ambiance. And the next morning, 140 people are back. And that happened, except old Sergeant B. We had to strap him to a bed frame, carry the whole bed frame down to formation, stood it up. He's like, look. And our first sergeant walks up and just does this. He's like, all right, he's all right. Take him upstairs. He didn't wake up until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon the next day.
How long was he out at that point? Like 18 hours?
Well, okay. So it was 8 in the morning. We got, when we found him, it was midnight and he was unconscious.
Oh, shit.
So he was unconscious from sometime before midnight till 4 o'clock in the afternoon the next day.
So it's at least 18 hours, roughly.
Yeah, literally, shit. He wakes up and he's on the bunk. He's like, where am I? Like, you're in the barracks. You no liver drinking motherfucker. You almost f***ed our entire night. F*** you, Sergeant P. But God bless. I love that guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one before. That was a new one.
That was a good one. Yeah. Got a whole bunch of them.
What do you got for us, Hamster? I'm sure you got a couple of good stories.
Nothing compares to the pop stories. I can tell you that. But I was thinking about this one guy. And he was a ginger dude I worked with. And this is one of those where, you know, because we hear all the time, oh, the women just like all these tall guys and all this shit. Hey, okay, good. Except this guy was like 5'6", maybe 7", pretty average guy. And he is a ginger dude and very, you know, good-looking guy, whatever. But he would go on St. Patrick's, especially St. Patty's, wearing a kilt. Right? He put a kilt on.
Hopefully he wore underwear.
Nope.
No.
Oh, shit. No, okay.
No, that's not how it works. No.
All right. I need another shot.
Yeah, me too. But anyway, so he'd go.
So he's out there.
Patty's.
He's walking around with full bubble gum.
Whatever. What does that mean?
He pull up his skirt and you get to look at all of the shrinking and expanding brain bubble gum with a hair on it.
He's just hanging brain under there, man.
Hanging brain. Just hanging brain.
So tell me, brother, where do you sheath the knife? Don't ask.
So evidently, he'd used to go around to the clubs and whatever on St. Patty's. And he'd be wearing his kilt, and all these girls would be going, why are you wearing a kilt? Blah, 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 blah. You wearing underwear? And so he'd as you can imagine, he would pull it up and show him his big horse down there and whatever.
Nice.
Mr. Hay.
Yeah.
So what's our, I think he told me a couple stories where it was like, go in the closet and, things happen.
Several weeks of your life are just floating out there.
I probably have like 6 or 7 weeks of my life I don't remember.
That's messed up. The only time I got that hammered was in New Orleans, 2013, the year that I met Brittany Griner, the one who apparently, despite playing basketball in the off season in Russia for the past 5-6 years, somehow didn't know that you're not supposed to bring illegal drugs into the country, and now her wife wants us to give her our sympathy.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Forget it. Forget about it.
Well, I went down there, and Neil, who was, him and I were joined at the hip. He was the voice, I was the tech. So we're going out, and he's like, I'm going to get f***ed up. I'm like, all right, we'll go around. I'll bring my camera with me, because I had a little DSLR camera. I was just taking pictures of s***, and I'm making sure that he remembered the night at the very least, because I figure I'm not going to get drunk. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently New Orleans shot girls had a different plan for me that night. I knew exactly how much I was going to have to drink, and I love those hurricane slushies. You get them like this f***ing big, and you can nurse one of those things for 2 hours just walking around Bourbon Street. Mm-hmm. She comes up to me. She got 2 vials left in her little wireframe thing, and I got my change back. She's like, do you want my last 2 shots with your change? And I said, no, thanks, honey. I'm all good. I turn to talk to Neil, and then all of a sudden I get a tap on my shoulder. I turn back, and this little blonde thing with what I'm hoping was just acne scars but could have very well been sexual scabies on her face.
Goddamn.
Took these two f***ing vials. She had them in her mouth. She grabbed my hair on the back, wrenched my neck back, and poured him down my fucking gullet. And I was so fucking shocked. I'm like, and I swallowed fucking shots. I'm like, what the fuck? And she's like, thanks. And she tucks the fucking money into her bra and shit. I was like,
you were just,
English your second language?
You were just raped.
Stupid bitch. Whatever.
You were alcohol raped.
I was alcohol raped. She takes off.
Yep.
And then as the night goes on, my memory gets shittier. Mm. All I know is that I had that camera with me, and apparently that was going off all night.
Okay.
There's a photo of me that existed at one point in time. I'm upchucking it to the trash can on Bourbon Street. And from then on, I remember stumbling back to the hotel room, getting into the hotel room bathroom, and I'm like, this isn't going to be good. So I like strip down, shower, whatever, try to wash out my mouth, get the taste out of it as best as I could. I had the 4-alarm hangover the next day. But I put the memory card in the computer, and it's like the end credits of The Hangover. I'm like, okay, I remember them. Who the fuck are these people? This is the hottest bartender I've ever seen. She's posing, holding a bottle of Fireball. Why don't I remember this chick? I'm going through. These people are talking to me. I'm in this photo. Who did I give this camera to? What the fuck? There's like hundreds of these things.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was insane.
That's awesome.
It's like, okay, so I know the night happened, but gone.
I know exactly what that's like.
Like Kaiser Sose.
Except try doing it. It's Thursday. you have a 4-day weekend. You go to the bar, which has a little bit of a, they used to call it the Black Angus in Tacoma.
Black Angus?
Yeah. It was a steak place, but they used to have a little bar dance floor next to it.
I think Black Angus is the one they make the shamrock shake for.
I don't know.
Just got dark in here?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What?
What?
But yeah, man, you got me f***ing knocked off. I'm already like the needle's falling out of the groove. I'll get back to that one. Yeah, I'm not really, there are only a few things that have ever made me puke. I'm not a puker.
I'm not either. I'm a
blackouter.
Even not, all drunk stuff aside, I tend to be the person who, when he gets food poisoning, it just works its way all through my guts.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Because instead of, I'm going to have like an hour of misery worshiping the porcelain god and then I'm done. It's like 12 hours to potentially as far as 2 days of misery as it works its way through all my f***ing guts. And then you wander into the bathroom with a Stephen King novel and an alibi.
I like it. We used to do the beer bong thing at the barracks.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then
I never did that.
Well, we used to. We had a puke for power party.
I don't like the sound of this already.
And what you do is you do whatever you got. You drink. You get what I mean, whatever it's going to take. And then you have when you vomit, you have to be behind the line. And then you measure how far the vomit was. And the person who could throw up the farthest wins.
What do they win?
More booze.
But oh, like, goody.
Naturally.
I sucked at that. I'm not a puker, so I but some guys that like would like drink soapy water, slam a few beers, jump up and down, and like literally like they start throwing up, they're like
Technicolor yawn.
And like a bunch of dudes on like lawn chairs. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I will give him an 8. He didn't come off the line, so he's good. He's not disqualified, but an 8 out of 10. That's pretty good. How far did he go? All right, so far he's in the lead. Who's next? That's why I call whiskey, let's go fight in the parking lot.
Did you write down the list?
Yeah, I got the list.
Yeah.
So apparently I went out to fight this guy, and he came out with like a bunch of his friends. And I was half in the bag. But, you know, he couldn't hit me. He couldn't hit me. I was like...
Was he just more drunk than you?
No. Or? I mean, I was doing like the drunken kung fu thing. I like was slipping his punches. You know,
Terrence
just,
Pop.
I just totally humiliate
master.
This guy. And I didn't even throw a punch back. You know, I remember slapping him down, spin around, you know. And then at one point, he throws a right hand. I come underneath it. I spin, and like literally, I'm touching his butt with my butt. His friends are all watching, and I go, boop. And he like stumbles back. And then finally, a couple of friends are like, all right, this is getting out of hand here. Like, Lily's like, I'll kill that guy. Like, you're just humiliating yourself. All right, we're out of here. He didn't even hit you one time. I mean, like I had a couple like scrapes on my face where I, you know, I got hit a little bit as, you know, because
like
you're not
going
to.
You roll it off?
Yeah, you're not going to dodge all the punches. But it was funny, like literally his friends are just like, okay, this is getting embarrassing.
I think we're done here.
And they literally, they just, I'll kill that guy. Like, no, you're not. We're leaving now. That was pretty good.
I think we need to remake Drunken Master when you in the lead role.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's some good One of the best Jackie Chan movies, too. What is the most booze you have had to imbibe to get yourself to be able to sleep with a ditch-dragging woman?
You're talking ditch-pig drinking?
Ditch pigs, yes.
Ditch-pig drinking.
Be it for taking care of the big, fat, cock-blocking friend so your friend can get some, or you needed to break a dry spell. We've all been there. Be honest.
8.
Sounds familiar.
8 drinks.
I never did the fall on the anchor thing for my buddies because we weren't bar guys. So
no. I literally there's a few times I hit pop. Can you help me out?
You fucking owe me, you bitch.
Like, all right. But I'm not paying for my booze. No problem.
All right.
That's a fair trade.
Have you ever right before you're all got the beer goggles and you're out of your mind and it's like, am I really going to do this?
Oh yeah. The inner monologue. I have to do it all the time.
There's nothing like having post nut clarity pre nut. Yeah. It sucks. Yeah. When you're in the middle of it, you're going to town and all of a sudden you just get a good look at her face and you're like, what am I doing?
What the
I'm already
I love
here.
My buddy, but God, no. No, no. I'm doing this for him, man. It's not for me. It's not for me. Oh, no.
I love
I
you,
take
Jim.
No yeah. pleasure in this. Yeah. Dude. About 8. 8 is probably the worst.
If you say that out loud, and then she's like, clearly, like, hey. don't.
Can we
don't
watch a movie? Can we do, you know, chill out for a while? It's like, no. Like,
no.
Me now. Give me the 10. Oh, God, no.
There we go.
Yeah. Double bag that face. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
Yeah, we had a situation like that happen at, it was a bar called, was it the Cafe Max or was at the Pontiac Airport. Hmm. One of our soldiers got sucker punched in a fight in a parking lot. And I say sucker punched is because the bouncers knew the guy he was fighting. They came out and held him. And the dude basically hit him in the face and blinded him in one eye.
Oh, shit.
Mm. Yeah. And was it a month later? You know, I guess they had thought it all boiled down or blew over. And I remember I went up there with just to ask some questions. Apparently, 60 other people had the same idea. So I walk in there. I'm talking to these three or four bouncers. They're huge. You know, they're all steroids. You know, steroid hounds.
Yeah, sure.
And they're like, ah, f*** you.
Yeah.
It's no. I'm like, just want the guy's name. You know, hey, get the f*** out of here. And then I hear, and I look back, and there's like 18 dudes pulling out f***ing guns.
What?
And I look at these two white bouncers, and I go, you're fired. Don't ever come back here. They just left. And this other dude who's doing all the talking, being Mr. Tough Guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is what's going to happen. You're going to give me the name of somebody involved, or people are going to die here tonight.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, Like 4 to 6 weeks later, that place tragically burned down.
Mm. I'm not saying you had anything to do with it.
No, it's just coincidence.
Yeah, coincidence.
Totally.
Yeah. Co-winky dink.
I don't know what happened. I heard it was a grease fire.
Who knows? Just happens. Smoking cigarettes, you know, it's bad for you.
Never drop the frozen turkey into the grease bath.
Yeah.
It causes bad
things. And then 4 or 5 years later, I get back from Iraq, and I'm at the Rainforest Cafe at the big mall right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And lo and behold, big bouncer, same guy's working there. And I remember I'm walking in.
Was he waiting tables or something?
He was at the, you know, basically the host seating people.
Oh,
big,
man.
I mean, he was big. And I walk in and he's like, yo, I'm like table for two. And my daughter, he's like, okay. And I look at him and I'm like, you don't remember me, do you? He's like, no. Yeah, I had a whole entourage of people with guns who were going to kill you at the Cafe Max. He's like, oh, okay.
Can I get you a free beer, sir?
Yeah, his tune changed pretty quick.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.